Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible with us in 1 year. Today, our message is the story about the good seed and the kingdom of God. What is the relationship between the good seed and the kingdom of God? Well, Jesus had a gathering, and there was a lot of Pharisees there. And always in the church, they came against him. So we're reading Matthew 13. We're glad that you're reading the Bible with us, and we'll be finished reading the Bible in December 31st. We're starting now, and we will end on December 31st. Every time you read the Word of God, don't think of it like a book that you can read and put it away and forget about it. The book is a sword. A sword is a weapon, and the weapon is used for a battle. And who are we fighting against? Principalities, powers, dominions, anything that is in the spiritual realm. As you know, the demonic people live, they're not people, they're demons, and they live in the spiritual world, above the, in the air. And we see evidences of their attack against the people of God, against the countries. They want to keep this earth in sin. And they think that they are going to win. But the Bible says, one day, the king of these demons are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Where can you read that? In chapter 22 of the book of Revelation, or 21 or 22, it says that they are going into the lake of fire. And anyone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus will also go there. And so I don't want no human being should be going into that place. It's worse than going to a prison, I would think. Anyway, Matthew 13, Jesus went down to the shore where an immense crowd soon gathered. This is Matthew 13. He got into a boat and taught from it while the people listened on the beach. He used many illustrations, such as this one, in his sermon. A farmer was sowing grain in his fields, and as he gathered the seed across the ground, some fell beside a path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some seeds fell on rocky soil, and there was little depth of earth, and the plant sprang up quickly enough in the shallow soil, but the hot sun soon scorched them, and they withered and died, for they had so little root. These are two scenarios. The first one is saying that they scattered the seeds across the ground. They didn't plant it in the dirt, and it didn't have a chance to get any root, and so the birds ate it. And in the second scenario, some seed they planted on rocky soil. What does that mean? Hearts that are not really willing to accept the truth. Because we have only two choices. We can accept the truth or we can accept the lie. We can't be in the middle, be confused. That's not going to work. You're either going to accept the truth or you will accept a lie. And according to the Word of God, it says that there's been a delusion. The whole earth is being captivated by lies right now. Everything that used to be true is now called a lie. And everything that was good and holy now is terrible. It's not good. Doing your own thing is the better thing. Which one is the truth? And even when people tell us the lies, we'd rather believe them than accept the truth. Is that right? I think that's kind of human nature. Yeah. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns choked out the tender blades. But some seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as he planted. Message in this scripture right here. It is saying that we as human beings have to reproduce. When we know something about God, we know something about Jesus, we actually know Jesus and we can hear his voice, we know his word. When we share the word of God, it's like planting the seeds that this man is talking about in this scripture. There's some hearts that's going to be totally against it. It's going to, maybe they might feel a little bit of conscience for a little bit, but anybody can come and take that word away from them and they will not respond. And then the second soil, there's some soil there. There's something that they know that is right. Maybe the family planted scripture in their life, but they never really understood it. And then eventually things happen, and then since they don't have any root, they run back to the world right away. Then the third ones, the thorns choked out the tender blades. What is the thorns? Trials and tribulations. As soon as something comes their way, they run away and go back to what they did before and that don't really hold on to the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is the sword and it's the weapon we can use against these kind of situations. But we don't know it and so we can't use it and we don't get a result out of it. And then we say, well, God really is not there. He has not heard my prayer either. You probably didn't even ask him to help you. And if you did, you didn't really believe that he was going to help you. So the word of God is why we need to read it, to understand it, to let God use his word to deposit the things that we need in our life to survive. We need food to survive, and the Word of God is the food that we need because the Word of God is the food that that has results, good results in our life. Then Jesus explained, if you have ears, his disciples came to him and asked him, why do you always use these hard-to-understand illustrations? He was giving them examples, and they call it hard to understand illustration. Isn't that amazing? Right? That does happen because if you don't know the Word of God at all, you're not going to understand what the pastor's saying. So you have to go back and check in the Word of God to see if he's telling you the truth or not. I do that all the time. If my pastor says something that's not in the Word of God, or contrary to the word of God, we have to check him out and make sure that he is sharing the word of God as it was intended to be. Now, I'm not saying pastors are bad. I'm just using that as an example. Anybody who says something contrary to the Ten Commandments, for example. If you know the Ten Commandments and somebody tells you something, there's one that says, you shall not lie. But people lie every day, and they're happy about it. In fact, all the movies, they name it, the liars. And yet people think it's funny. It's not funny. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Then Jesus explained to them that only they were permitted to understand the kingdom of heaven and others were not. What is it? What is he saying? We can only understand the word of God when we submit to the Lord. If you read the Bible like a regular book, like a history book, you're not going to get anything out of it. But if you allow the Spirit of God with the right heart wanting to know and really wanting to know who God is, he will reveal things in the Word of God that will give you peace, that will give you joy, that will make the pain go away, that will help you release those past things in the past and forgive one another and continue to want to have God in your life. Why? Because he loves you. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to prosper. But it's relational. Two people, you and Jesus. Matthew 24:14, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness and unto the nations, and then the end shall come. Right now, as you can see, people are going all over the world sharing the word of God. Why? Because pretty soon, Jesus is coming back, and he doesn't want anybody to be lost. He wants all to come into the knowledge of God and accepting the things that God have for us. Now, if you would like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, you know, I never knew about Jesus, even though I had seen it when I was little, but I didn't really understand who he was and what he did and what did he do for me. But now I do. At once I was blind and now I can see. And I want you to have that same experience. Say, Jesus, please come into my life. I don't know who you are, but I heard about you maybe. And Lord, I want to know you. I ask you to cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my body. Heal me, Lord. Yes, touch my body and I will be healed, like that lady said in the Bible. And Lord, yes, God, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I know you died for me. And you rose on the third day. You shed your blood that I can go to heaven. And I thank you for it. And I give you the praise, honor, and glory for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.